Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za. And of course, you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I've had the Bose portable SoundLink speaker on test for the last few weeks. It's a smallish portable speaker. Think the size of a short carton of cigarettes and a little bit, well, a lot heavier. It's quite a solid little unit. It relies on Bluetooth for connectivity. It is reasonably loud and warm and rich sounding. This is the perfect shower companion, or if you like the great outdoors and don't mind music while immersing yourself and your companions in it, this may be the sound solution for you. The speaker is not quite big enough to power an outdoor party unless you have very deep pockets and go out and buy lots of them and daisy chain them together. This is more personal than that without resorting to headphones. If they are daisy-chained to other Bose speakers, it will form a stereo pair if you set them up that way through the app. The big deal with this one, though, for me, is a feature they added. That's toughness. It gets an IP67 rating, which means it is tough, and a quick IP rating explainer. The first numeral is dust ingress protection, or as they put it, solid particles. And the 6 is as high as the scale goes. Dust tight is what it means. The second numeral, the 7, is the liquid ingress protection, which for this rating is 30 minutes immersion in up to 1 meter of water in depth. No small feat for something designed to let sound in and out. For the record, the scale goes up to 9K, which is for withstanding powerful high temperature water jets. So don't rinse this one in your high pressure spray. Put it in the sink with a bit of soap and water, I guess. They also paid special attention to the rubber-like and powder-coated exterior, which feels like it will take a real beating before looking in any way tatty. They even evaluated things like corrosion protection and rip resistance. Nice, Bose. The battery life is excellent, with Bose claiming 12 hours. In the weeks of testing, I only charged it once and through a USB-C cable, and I think Bose is being conservative with the 12 hours. However, the type and loudness of the music you actually play on it will affect this negatively or positively. But your Braille should have music for the duration with ease. You'll run out of wood before you run out of battery. It switches off automatically if left unused, further saving life. It also has a cool lanyard attachment loop, so it can be hung from near anything if you've got a carabiner or a bit of rope or whatever. As I said, the tone that it has is warm, rich, and generous, and it's been a good sound companion to me out on test. Please be aware and considerate of others if using something like this in public, of course. The real party trick for me, though, with the SoundLink is the use of the mic, which, besides being useful for Siri and Google Assistant, works rather surprisingly uniquely as a hands-free speakerphone. Well done, Bose. You'd think all of the brands would do this with their wireless speakers, but not so. The only minor criticism I have is the buttons which control it. Now, they are well labeled and marked, make no mistake, but they do require looking at to use, as they are not that tactical to find the right one. You see, they're neatly lined up visually, but that preference for good looks makes the pause or volume not just a find-by-feel kind of thing, but that's really nitpicking. For a little bit of small change, less than 4,000 Rand, the big question is it worth it? And simply put, if you can afford it, yes. Quality and good design costs, and this versatile speaker delivers on both. That's a recommended from me for the Bose Flex SoundLink. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of the social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za.